Nolte, Thanks to Woke, World's Second Largest Theater Chain Talks Bankruptcy. By John Nolte on August 26, 2022. Cineworld is the planet's second largest theater chain. Here in the U.S., it's known as Regal Theaters. And now, due to several factors, one being the woke pandemic, talk of bankruptcy is in the air. Yes, one of those factors is the anti-science China flu lockdowns. There's also global and U.S. recession. Add to that the last few months of 2022, which looks pretty barren as far as blockbusters go, which leads me to Hollywood's woke problem. First, some background. To be sure, moviegoers have streamed back into theaters this year to see blockbusters like Spider-Man, No Way Home, Top Gun, Maverick, and Jurassic World, Dominion. But this summer's $3.3 billion in ticket sales is still running nearly 20% behind the summer of 2019, before the pandemic, as of Sunday, according to data firm Comscore. And there don't seem to be any big hits on the immediate horizon to make those numbers much better. Cineworld said its admissions levels have recently been below expectations. And with a limited film slate, it expects the lower levels to continue until November. That would mean an additional crunch to its finances. So, we have two issues to explore here. The first is a post-pandemic 2022 box office running 20% behind the pre-pandemic box office. The second is a lack of blockbusters between now and November. Well, why? Why is that? Why is 2022 running 20% behind 2019? The far left, serial-lying Hollywood traits will tell you the pandemic is still an issue. Oh, yeah? Then how exactly did Spider-Man, No Way Home and Top Gun, Maverick become two of the biggest domestic blockbusters in history and, most importantly, bring older moviegoers into theaters? You see, what those two movies prove beyond any doubt is that Hollywood and their eunuchs in the Hollywood media can no longer blame the pandemic on the faltering box office. What those two movies prove is that if you actually make movies people want to see, people will not only see them, they are hungry to see them. There was no lack of product through August, so that wasn't the problem. The problem was that the product underperformed, namely, Thor, God of Love and Thunder, Lightyear, The Secrets of Dumbledore, Matrix, Resurrections, West Side Story, and The King's Man. A few of those titles were officially released in 2021 but in December of 2021. That means they should have boosted the 2022 box office in the same way Spider-Man, No Way Home did, released December 17, grossed $232 million in 2022. And why do almost all of those 2022 and late 2021 flops have in common? Woke tartary. They flopped because no one goes to the movies to be lectured about how intolerant they are, how we're all colonizers and oppressors, or to subject their innocent children to confusing sexuality. Woke is killing Cineworld. Ah, but so is a lack of product for the remainder of 2022. But why? Why three barren months of no blockbusters? Weren't we promised two Star Wars movies each year? What about all the other franchises, all those golden geese that lay those golden eggs? Oh, that's right. No one's making Star Wars movies anymore because woke killed Star Wars. Same with Men in Black, Terminator, and a bunch of others. Movie theaters, aka exhibitors, need product, need butts and seats, and the second largest chain in the world is on the verge of bankruptcy because the woke Gestapo thinks it can rewire millions of years of human nature through cinematic propaganda. Well, it's not working. We won't pay for this dreck, and you can't make us pay for this dreck.